Hey, it's Ryan Mann with the Broncos Country Blitz. This one's about the roughing the passer rule. This thing's gotten ridiculous. Clay Matthews, I know some people say the hit on Alex Smith was valid and the one on Kirk Cousins wasn't. I don't think either one was valid. You know, I don't get how the NFL expects these defenders to go full speed and hit a player and then all of a sudden just brace themselves while they're going full speed or slow down. I mean, perfect example, William Hayes of Miami tried following the new roughing the passer rule and ended up tearing his ACL last weekend. Funny the NFL's not talking about that situation at all. Seems like they're not too worried about the defensive players as long as the quarterbacks are okay. You know, and I agree with a few of the players coming out saying the NFL's getting soft. Some of the quarterbacks have come out and said it. This is football. The players know what they're getting into and the quarterbacks know what they're getting into when they go ahead and decide to become a player in the NFL. Yes, we need to make sure players are protected. There's the CTE concerns. You know, keep improving the helmets and the equipment and everything like that. But honestly, I mean, don't the players know what they're getting into? The NFL needs to take a little more of a callous approach to how they're treating, you know, hitting in the NFL. It's a physical, violent sport. That's what it is. And that's great they want to protect the quarterbacks, but really this rule came about because of Aaron Rodgers last year. Aaron Rodgers was hurt when he was tackled and all the body weight from the defender landed on him, but he was rolling out of the pocket. Jimmy Garoppolo, that was hurt this year, wasn't even touched, but he rolled out of the pocket and fell and tore his ACL. And it seems like their new roughing the passer rule has to do with quarterbacks in the pocket. Hey, NFL, you haven't had any quarterbacks that have gotten severely injured, really, in the pocket. That have just been slammed into the ground by a defender, and that was the end of their season. So I understand you want to protect the passer, but there has to be an element for the passer that they can still get rattled and feel like they're going to get hit if they hold on to the ball too long. I mean, if not, you're just taking another element away from the defense because the passer can just stand back there and go, okay, well, I know I might get hit, but I'm going to get hit nice and gently, so I don't really have to worry about that and can kind of just hold on to the last second. You know, takes another advantage from the defensive tackles, defensive end, and linebackers, takes an advantage away from them, you know, causing that fear in a quarterback's head and, you know, telling him he has to get rid of that ball because that internal clock. So, NFL, need to toughen up again. This is the National Football League, a.k.a. tackle football. So, just admit you made a mistake. Stop bringing these stupid videos out showing people how, you know, the defenders need to tackle and wrap up and everything like that. Absolutely ridiculous. Defenders cannot just slow themselves down and go, okay, I'm going to go ahead and roll, you know, roll you to the side now, even though I'm going full speed. Come on, NFL. I mean, you know what? John Elway, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, all those guys had long, good careers. Yes, they all had injuries at one time or another. But you know what? They got their clock rung. They got their bell rung. Their clock rocked a few times, and they still had good, long careers. Until next time, this is the Ryan Mann with the Broncos Country Blitz.